Don't curl your lip at me. All right. I told y'all you're going to need your safety belts and your safety helmets to stay up with us this particular hour because we've covered so much. One of the things we like to cover before the show ends is what our most frequently asked question was of the week. And ironically, it must mean that people are spending an awful lot of time at home bored to tears because the question was, can I clean my refrigerator coils?
Never thought about it before.
I thought, seriously?
So people are getting really bored.
They're getting really bored. So I did reach out to the two Rosie-certified appliance repair facilities in the greater Phoenix metro area. Talked to Mr. Anthony Chavez of Hussar, Honest Appliance Sales Service and Repair, as well as Mr. Daniel Beyer of Beyer Appliance. And they both said, yes, you can clean them yourself, but be careful. In the old style, when you and I got married, Jennifer, the coils were just mounted on the back, and you had to pull the refrigerator out, and you just vacuum that off. But when the energy efficiency requirements came into place, they had to start covering those and not leaving them exposed. So now you pull the refrigerator out, you unplug the refrigerator, you remove the back panel, and you pretty much do the same thing, and you just vacuum that up. If it is that style, Mr. Beyer recommended, hey, just... You can find any owner's manual in the world on Google. Just Google your brand and your model and see what the owner's manual says about cleaning it. Anthony says it. There's a lot that are up front, and they're very hard to reach, and they can be hard to clean. And he encouraged you, look, make sure you unplug the refrigerator before you start messing around with that. Anthony's recommendation was if you live rurally where there's desert dust circulating amongst your house, or if you have pets, you really need to be considering cleaning your refrigerator coil at least two times a year. That, you know, it can actually double the life of your refrigerator.
To clean it would double the life. Yeah. And we've been shopping for a new one because ours is a 40-year-old Sub-Zero. But we are in shock over the cost of a new refrigerator. And if you're going to invest in one, you certainly want to extend the life as long as you can.
You really do. You know, Anthony from Hussar mentioned that you can buy cleaning brush kits at some of the big box stores and True Value and order them over the internet. And they kind of show you how to clean it and stuff. We have an outdoor refrigerator. And I go to my air compressor in the garage and I turned the dial up to about 140. and then I take that grill cover off.
Home improvement by radio.
But you cannot do that inside a home. I would never clean the refrigerator coils of our inside refrigerator with air pressure because, baby, it makes a heck of a mess. But it gets the coils real clean.
Well, I have done it with the vacuum. It's on top. I have to get a step stool and all that and get up in there. But I never really feel like I get it completely clean. So maybe once a year I do it, and once a year they do it.
And while you're doing that, if you people are so compelled that you want to clean the condensing coils of your refrigerator and you pull down that owner's manual, many of you have auto defrost cycles in your refrigerator. And when the refrigerator goes to defrost, it actually turns a heater on and warms up the inside of the refrigerator and the walls just enough that if frost is building up anywhere, it melts. And it's directed into a tube that drains into a pan that's underneath your refrigerator. And do you know what happens when like a little bitty piece of blue cheese finds its way down that drain?
Stops everything up.
Or if it doesn't, and it goes into that pan and the water drains in there, then the heat from the compressor evaporates the water. But you've got that little bitty piece of ham or blue cheese sitting in that pan getting wet and hot and wet and hot.
A little stanky.
The first time you pull that little condensate pan out, if you haven't done it before, make sure you've got a nose plug in. Take it out, run outside, power wash it, Clorox it, sanitize it, and then replace it. So there is all you need to know about cleaning coils on your refrigerator. They make brushes to help you. Air pressure works, particularly if it's a beverage refrigerator outside in the garage. Don't do that inside your home. Brushes vacuum cleaners. They even sell attachments that you can put on the end of your vacuum hose, specially designed for cleaning those coils. So pet dander and desert dust are the two biggest enemies of refrigerator coils. Keep them clean, and you could be doubling the life of your refrigerator. How about that? What did not we cover today?
Put on the brakes. We're done.
Coolly.
Let's go eat.
Let's go eat. May you all have a very blessed week here in the great state of Arizona, courtesy of Rosie on the House. We'll be here next Saturday, so you be here too.